Kohl's has been a target of some Wall Street investors who say the company isn't generating enough value for its shareholders. Last week, the Menominee Falls retailer avoided another takeover attempt. In a recent column from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, our guest says the Wall Street investors looking to shake up Kohl's are using an old, tired, and greedy strategy. Kathleen Gallagher is executive director of the Five Lakes Institute, which promotes innovation and entrepreneurship in the Great Lakes region. She won a Pulitzer Prize during her time as a business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She writes a regular column there now. Kathleen, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Rob. Nice to be back.
Remind us what sparked this takeover attempt.
Well, you said it, greed. a New York firm that does this a lot, they love to go after retailers, because particularly retailers who have a lot of land, you know, stores that they own. They like to go after them. And one of the things they like to do, I don't want to get too complicated on you, but what they like to do is use the real estate that these retailers have to back their acquisition, you know, as collateral. For loans they get to acquire the retailer. So it's like they're using the retailer's real estate to make the acquisition. If that makes sense.
Sure. And then is this a thing where, you know, maybe they make money in the short run, but it's not that healthy for the store in the long run? I remember reading something similar about, I think, Toys R Us.
Well, or Sears. You know, Sears is the big example where, you know, this guy came in, started running Sears, and basically used all the real estate to borrow money. And it turned into not Sears anymore, right?
So what has the current leadership of Kohl's said about its long-term viability in a market that can be tough for big retail stores?
Well, they're really locked onto a new strategy. You know, they have this CEO, Michelle Gass, who's been there for a couple of years, and she's got a strategy that she keeps pushing. The big piece of the strategy right now that people have probably seen in the stores is this partnership with Sephora. And I, from what I can see in my Kohl's store, you know, they move the jewelry and put right front and center the cosmetics area run by, you know, that is a partnership with Sephora. And I think cosmetics probably have higher margins. So, you know, she's arguing that's the thing that's going to help Kohl's come out of this. There are other parts to it, like a focus on athletic wear, which is popular right now, that kind of stuff. So.
Now, Kohl's is a national chain, but of course, it's based in Wisconsin, big employer here in Wisconsin. So some people are listening and thinking, what does this mean for my job? What does fending off this takeover attempt mean for people who, you know, actually work for Kohl's?
Well, there are two kinds of jobs, right? There are the people who work at a Kohl's store, and you know, that would depend on, well, let me back up. There are, I assume, still five offers for Kohl's. I mean, what happened is these people went at Kohl's, this activist firm in New York, and everybody said, oh, let's get in on this. You know, we could make an offer. We can do something with it. So there are a bunch of offers for Kohl's. And so it would depend upon who bought them and, you know, whether they were viewing it as a real estate play or a retail, enhancing the retail brand, right? So for the people who work in the stores, a lot would depend on what kind of acquirer got hold of the company. If that happened, Kohl's seems to have fended it off. The real jobs that I think we're talking about are at the headquarters. You know, if someone bought Kohl's, it's pretty unlikely that all those headquarters jobs would stay in the Milwaukee area.
Yeah, there was this attempt. The current management fended it off. But as you say, there are other offers on the table. Are they going to just be here next week, next month, and so on as different groups try to make offers or do takeovers?
Well, the argument I'm making in this column is that because the economy is changing so fast, it's changing these types of offers. You know, for the last 20 years, with low interest rates and high real estate values, it's made sense to make these kind of offers because you can go after the real estate, you can finance it with low interest rates. I'm arguing, you know, interest rates are obviously going up. When interest rates go up, real estate values go down. I'm arguing this kind of offer isn't going to work anymore. So my argument is it won't work. There's an analyst at Morningstar, David Schwartz, who I talked to for this column, and he was just quoted the other day in a Journal Sentinel article about what's going to happen next. he thinks, you know, they're going to keep coming at Kohl's. Kohl's is going to have to fight it off. Kohl's should sell now. You know, he feels very differently than I do. I just think the economy is going to help Kohl's in the long run.
During especially the earliest days of the pandemic, stores weren't able to open. Even when they were, people might have been shy about going into them. That, as we were just hearing in our previous interview, helped Amazon for a while. Is there a sense, Kathleen, that, you know, things are back to normal-ish? People are happy to go back and shop in stores like Kohl's?
Well, certainly they have more traffic with the pandemic not being as severe. The argument I'm making in this column is that, you know, I think Amazon may have peaked. You know, when you think about it, Amazon depends on cheap credit, you know, cheap, low interest rates, cheap energy to move stuff around, and cheap labor. And all of those things are changing, you know. So that's going to change Amazon. Is it going to make sense to have the delivery person who doesn't want to work for the pay that they can get from Amazon delivering a product, using gas to get it there? You know, I don't know. It's the pandemic plus this changing economic environment, I'm arguing.
Now, this fight isn't over. As you say, more offers still on the table. What are you watching for next in the story of Kohl's?
I mean, I'm kind of watching the economy, right? And one of the other points I made in the column is that, you know, these activist investors are saying, you know, they're so dumb. They're not doing anything with their real estate. They've got all these stores and, you know, they could be, it's called a sale leaseback. They could be selling the real estate and leasing the property to run their stores, which I think Kohl's argument is, well, if we do that, next time we hit a downturn, we have these big rent payments that we don't have now, and then we're in trouble, you know, which if you're worried about the short term, you don't care about. One of the arguments I'm making in the column is John Schlifsky, who's the CEO of Northwestern Mutual, is on Kohl's board. You know, this is a big insurance company that has, you know, a lot of money that it invests and understands real estate. I'm kind of guessing that he understands this. You know, I just think going into what the new economic reality that we're headed for, that Kohl's has a real shot of surviving this. But like I said, this guy at Morningstar in Chicago, you know, he says there's going to be another proxy fight and they're going to have to sell.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Kathleen Gallagher, talking about her column in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the future of Kohl's.